in this first reading of James, he's getting toward the end of his letter. He's setting in order relationships in the community. So if anyone is suffering, he should pray. Is he in good spirits? He should sing a song of praise. Is any among you sick? He should summon the presbyters of the church, and they should pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. As I was reading that, it just came to mind one of the great Protestant preachers, a friend of mine, his name, it's not Bob Mumford, it's another one. Anyway, he was giving a talk in Jerusalem. And he said, you know, I'm a Protestant, and so we never paid any attention. And this old man came to me sick, and he said, look what it says. I want you to do that. And he tried to hem and haw, and finally he said, well, I better do it. It's in the Bible, you know. So he went out and bought a whole jar of olive oil, and prayed over it, and then dumped the whole bottle on this guy. And he was healed. So, and that was a turning point in his life about sacraments and things, you see. And then he goes on, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. See, this is vibrancy in the body that we shouldn't lose track of. The Crusaders, for instance, when they're in the Holy Land, and they were going to go into battle, they'd confess their sins to each other, because there wasn't enough priests to go around, and you know. And it's just, it's not the same as the sacrament, but it's useful. The fervent prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. Now he's going to give us an example. Elijah was a man like us. And yet he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain upon the land. Then he prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. He's trying to tell us, you see, when we ask, when we're talking to God, well, the first thing that usually happens is we see where our life is out of order. That's a great service. And then he can hear our prayer. And so, and finally, the last one in this, the sick, and then the sinner, and now the heretic. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you should stray from the truth and someone bring him back, he should know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. His own, and then also his brother's, stray from the truth. That's the worst. That's the worst. Because if you stray far enough, there's no hope for you. You don't believe in the divinity of Jesus. You don't believe that Jesus founded the church. You don't believe whatever you don't believe in. And you've cut yourself off from truth and from grace. That's why the church is so tough on that. You teach error, your permission to teach is taken away. And worse, in the Middle Ages now, if a bishop ran off with somebody else's wife and swiped a bunch of money, when they finally caught him, he'd be punished. But if he taught heresy, he'd be burned at the stake. Because truth is that important. And so that's why he's saying this at the last year. If anyone should stray, let someone bring him back. And let that one who brings him back from the error of his ways will save his soul. Whose soul? That man and his own soul. And will cover a multitude of sins. Now the gospel It's just this. The disciples want to keep things in order. So all the moms are bringing their kids to get Jesus to bless them, and they're trying to straighten this out and have some order. And Jesus says, leave them alone. Leave them alone. In fact, I tell you that who does not accept the kingdom of God like a child, you know, if you're sitting in the living room there and you have a candy and the kids come in, what are they going to do? They're not going to say, well, I don't know whether I should discern this or not. I mean, they're going to come and get it. And that's what he's saying. But anyway, it's quite beautiful.